And we're in the Bay Meadows area at the LJD Jewish Family and Community Services First Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery this morning for a really important and moving presentation called Histories in Hand. And Allison Galloway Gonzalez is curator of the First Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery. And can you kind of just briefly describe what Histories in Hand is all about?
Certainly. Thanks so much
for having us. Talk right into the microphone.
Thanks so much for having us. I would love to talk a little bit about this exhibition. So it's a series of photographs that pair Holocaust survivors, their first, second, and third generations, and foster students, foster care children, with their special objects, objects that have been infused with their family histories and their memories and sort of their emotions, and telling the story through their objects.
And those personal objects, and it's not just photographs either, they have such deep personal meaning. Can you kind of walk us through some of that?
Absolutely. So the gallery that we're in right now holds the Holocaust section of this exhibition. And essentially, we have beautiful portraits of Holocaust survivors, their children, grandchildren. And then beside those portraits are close-up images of these specialized objects. So we have everything from Cabbage Patch dolls to gold rings to a wooden cooking spoon to a prayer book.
I think it's important too to realize that so many people have hand-me-downs from generations before, but for victims of the Holocaust, all of their possessions were taken. So for them to have certain things that survived and certain things, you know, that were passed along that have special memories is very significant.
Absolutely. And the Holocaust didn't just wipe out families and connections with people, but it also took livelihoods, it took homes, it took family places and locations, and it took all objects in general. So some of these survived, some of these became family heirlooms after.
Do you have a special story over here of something that, you know, was a memento of someone's family member who survived?
Yes, so I am in love with all of the stories here and in awe of all of the stories here. I have to point out Morris Bendit, who's over here. His object next to him is a small photograph. The photograph is of him when he is 3 or 4 years old holding a ball. We were challenged at the beginning of this exhibition to find an object for Morris because he was 3 years old when he was liberated and had nothing. So he did not have an object. He has since acquired this photograph after sort of researching his family. But the really wonderful thing about it is it's a picture in a picture. So that's actually Morris's first ever object, that ball. So he received it when he was liberated. He had not had a single thing that he could call his own until then. So the photograph is an object of itself, but it is a photograph of his object, his first ever object.
Wow. We'll talk about the care that you put in as the curator and how delicate it was to create what is really a moving exhibit that is available to our community at large and has been for several weeks, but will continue to be for the next several weeks as the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues. We're live on location at the LJD Jewish Family and Community Services First Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery just off Bay Center Road. Live from the LJD Jewish Family and Community Services Frisch Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery. And the Histories in Hand exhibit, which is open through the summer, and there are specific hours Monday through Friday, 8:30 in the morning until 5 p.m. To walk through this gallery. And while the scope, it's not necessarily like the Mosh, for example, where you could like spend a half day, but you could certainly spend a half day just sitting and reflecting on each of the individual stories that are here. And the person who's responsible as the curator for this gallery, Allison Galloway Gonzalez, I know it wasn't just you. I know there was a team of people who put this together. But what sort of care and delicacy did you put into the presentation, recognizing the history of these stories? I've got to imagine that that probably had you sweating at times. Like, am I doing it right? What is right?
That is such a great question. In fact, when I became the curator here, that was my first question, is how do I do this right? And, you know, the idea of this objects exhibition was floating around here, and we all were saying, well, how would we do that well? My first instinct was to go find a guest curator, and that's Aaron Levi Garvey, who's up in the north, but a good friend and from the Jacksonville area. He is a multi-generational survivor, so I think he's fourth or fifth generation survivor, and he wears his great-great-grandfather's wedding ring, who was a Holocaust survivor. And so I know he has infused that object. The other part of this exhibition is the foster care kids, so the adopted kids. I am a former foster and adoptee kid, and I know that I have precious objects that came with me through that, and that I care for as if they were invaluable, which they are. So I think together we had a good idea that we could care about these objects the way the owners care about them. But each story is really, really important and really, really individual. And that's where we spent most of our time, is really talking to folks, picking the objects. Some of these objects were not things they would have instinctively put in an exhibition. We had to talk them into it. So, you know, some of these, they just don't consider them precious objects when you first ask. They're not the most valuable thing in the house, but they are the things that get touched every day, or they are things that they know will go on to their kids. And when we put it in those contexts for them, it became really obvious what those objects would be and what would be part of this exhibition.
Are you hoping that this is one of those things that in a very positive way helps keep the memories of the Holocaust alive for generations to come?
Yes, absolutely. When you come through this gallery, you'll see color in these photographs and in these faces. And we did that really on purpose, because this exhibition is ultimately about survival and resilience. And that is the story. As Morris Bendit, who I referred to earlier, will tell you, his best revenge is surviving and creating a family and having generations to come after him. And so while he survives and his family survives, these objects survive and are proof that the Holocaust happened. It was horrible, and a reminder for us to never let it happen again.
I'm glad you touched on that, because when I had first heard about the exhibit, I was picturing a bunch of black and white photographs.
Yes.
And this is definitely not the case.
Yes, yes. Very intentionally, we wanted these objects and these people and these portraits to breathe and to feel contemporary almost, so that we could also know that these stories are now.
Histories in Hand has been open for several months now. What have you experienced along the way from those who have walked this journey through the halls?
Well, I think one thing we're all really proud of is we achieved what we hoped, is that people would be interested, would be moved, would be called to action, and would make a very personal connection with this exhibition. So we've had people in the exhibition cry and talk about their objects from their immigrant families, or their objects from their life, their objects that they care for other people, their adopted kids, or any of their stories. But we all have this story. We all have objects that mean something really important to us, that mean more than just the object themselves. So I think we've really touched a lot of people personally and made this sort of plea for continuing justice and resilience through hard times very personal to people.
It's something I think anyone in the community does need to consider taking an hour out of their day to see before the exhibition is over in the summer. On average, what are you seeing in the people who are coming through? Is it about an hour or so in terms of commitment, or does it vary?
Great question. It actually varies. We have a lot of tours that come through, so you can book a tour here either for a group or for a school group, or you can come through on your own. School groups are fantastic because they get to take part in our Holocaust Survivor Speaker Series. So one of these people may in fact be your speaker on your tour, and then they can tour the galleries. People that come through on their own, there is so much to take in here, and the stories are really deep, and they can learn more on the website, and they can interact with our activity in the back. So a good hour is probably what you want to schedule.
The Histories in Hand exhibit at the First Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery runs through the summer with a typical business hours, 8:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And how can people find out and connect with you online?
Well, come to the LJD Jewish Family and Community Services website. On there, you'll see a Frist Holocaust Memorial website dedicated to this gallery, and you can learn lots more.
It is an incredible experience, and this is even before the sun rises, and we've had a chance to truly go through, but just seeing some of these images and the personal items and the care and the dedication and then the presentation, really an incredible experience. Allison Galloway Gonzalez is curator of the Frisch Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery. Thanks for swinging by and talking to us early on a Tuesday morning.
Thank you so much.
Jacksonville's Morning News continues.